Famous Lavavis Parak Dalid. Apologize, it wasn't yesterday, but also Chelik will be talking. Know that everything that the Ibn Shalom orchestrates is Vateva. And that means also, if you're trying to find, we decided that this man, Bezer Hashem is Baruch, we're going to start a little bit earlier. It shouldn't cut into Second Seder so much. So, I was here about 5 minutes ago. Sorry. But there was no Chavit Lavavis here. Nor was there in any of the Batei Midrashim in this building. Or in the next building that I went over to. So you see, that's also Chelik of Hitachin. Bifu Meken doesn't mean that you're supposed to. It's not good what you're trying to do, and it doesn't mean. But that's it. Because the Baruch wants that we should start later, so we're starting later. What we left off with is something which hopefully is not going to be so negay here in Eretz Yisrael, Chol Paches. Hopefully not anywhere else in the world. But we're talking about the Indian of being in Bidud, quarantine, that the Chavis Lavavis was talking about. He says the proper bitachon that one should have with regard to his interpersonal relationships of his wife and his children and his friends and colleagues and b'chulu, he says every person has two possibilities. Oshu zor b'makam megurav, oshu nimtza b'chug mishpachto yikrevo. Either you're a stranger, or in other words, you're somewhere where you don't have your friends and family, you're by yourself. Or no, nimtza b'chug mishpachto yikrevo, you're found amongst your family and friends, and you are where theoretically you want to be. Now, he says, really, every situation a person should look at as that's the best situation that he's supposed to be in. If you're in a situation that you're zar b'mokam megurav, you're a stranger in your land, in wherever it is that you happen to be. It could be in your own land, it could be in your own house. You're not with your friends and family, whatever the situation is. A person should think that's the best thing for him. He should think, first of all, that that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a person into this world, that Yalo Alibay Gerusei Shalanefesh Boilam Azeh, Vishkol Anoshim Nimsam Boilam Hin Kamoikein Gerim. The famous story with Chavetz Chaim, that the Gvira came to the Chavetz Chaim and he couldn't believe his eyes that he saw the Chavetz Chaim is sitting on like crates and a few benches. That's all that he had in his house. And he says, Where's all your furniture? So he says, what do you mean? Where's your furniture? He says, I'm just passing through. So the Chavetz Chaim also just passing through. You're passing through for a few days, I'm passing through for a few years. But Be'etzem, that's exactly what the Chavetz Lavavis is saying is over here, is that every person is just passing through. And Memela, a person has to realize that after 120, like the Chavetz Lavavis says, he's going to be by himself regardless. And Memela, there's a look at the good points as opposed to look at the cup which is half full as opposed to half empty. Because it's not really, there's no Inkazem Matzav of half full. The cup is never half full. The cup is always full. You just have to see it as always full. You have to always see it as full because person's makir that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is l'toivo, then obviously this is the best situation. And he continues and he says, "Acha kach yachshiv shezeh shu boided hu l'toivosei k'alidei kach hu meshuchar meyamasa kovet she'revis lo vilo ha'is aloi mishpacho." He says if a person should think about the fact that when he's busy with the family, so then there's a lot of things that take up his time, a lot of responsibilities that he has, that prevent him from doing what he wants. Whether he wants to work and his kids don't let him, or he wants to learn, whatever it is he wants to do, his family, his friends, his wife, whatever it is that's taking up the time, his time, his neighbors, prevent him from accomplishing that which he wants to accomplish. And if a person is by himself, then he can accomplish a lot more. We find that the Chassidim and Nevi'im, they would run away from civilization. They would hide out. It says, it's from Elio and Elisha, he tells the story, that Elio said, I'm going to go kiss my mother and father and then run after you. That's it. He was being perished from his family and going to be Mizboide together with Elio Anavi, that he should be able to be Mis'ale in Avodas Hashem. From the super alechad tzadikim, Nehemi tells the story. Shebalu medina achas kdei lamedes teshuvel avodas elikim. A tzadik once came to a certain town to teach people about Avodas Hashem. The yimtzah isam shim levushim albushim v'tachshitim mitzeva achid. And he saw that everybody's wearing the same color clothing. Voidra shakvarm shlema yismuchim levatzi bischem. And he saw that they when they would bury somebody, they would bury them right out the front outside the front door. But they were all b'nei mishan. They didn't see any wives there. Kshusholei some apesha dvar meila. He asked him, what's going on? Anu lo yimash, anu lo yivshim teva achi. That which everybody wears the same clothing. Kedesh lo yehevdal etzlenu bein honi la ashir. Kedesh asher lo yavali digayvim vizpor ba ashroi. Kedesh honi lo yegish, that's my olof. Kedesh shiniya kulam shavim boi shonu ala adama. Kedesh shiniya kshavim kmoi shonu yishavim shiniya tachtehom. So the reason why everybody wears the same clothing is you shouldn't be able to discern who's affluent, who's rich, and who doesn't have any money. That the rich guy shouldn't become a balgaiva, and the poor guy shouldn't feel bad. And to realize that, after 120, we're all going to be the same, wearing white shrouds underneath the ground. So we're going to be the same then, we'll be the same now also. There was a story about a king that also used to hide, used to dress in regular clothing, plain clothing, that you shouldn't be able to figure out who's the king and be able to notice that he's there. So why do we bury our dead right outside our house? That we should know that a person is stuck up with the dvarim at the balei chet. Person has to realize that it's makom off of rima, makom off of rima. V'nochin lanos atzedok loymar mitzvah semaisim tevin. And we know to nutzais every second of the day to know we're not here forever. We should with mitzvah semaisim tevin. Shiaviu esam lamakom emenucho. Masher isi sheperashnu mi'anosh mi'aladim. That which we don't have children and wives here. Daki yoshavne somekirim yuchedet akrev lekan. They're in the next town over, not far from here. Kshar echon mitonet tzarach mashu mehem, uoylech lehem v'chayzu shuvelenu. And somebody needs something, he goes there and comes back after he's finished. V'atam shasinu zayis, mipnei shirinu es tirdes ha-machshove, es hefzer harav, es gudel ha-tirchav yegiya sheishlonu kshayim bekirv asinu. The reason why we did it is because we saw how much of a tirdo there is when they're around us. And when we're by ourselves, we're able to focus, we'll be focused on what we need to. Basically what the Chavis Lavavitz is doing here, he brings a scenario to show that there's a big mile to be by himself. And the truth is that many, many, many of the Gdolim, it could be all of them, they did this. All of the our gedolim, they did this in one way or another. Did they actually go to a midbar? Some actually did, and many of them, maybe people don't know the stories, but the taka were purging themselves. Chavetz Chaim Kiyodua did this. He went to different towns to learn for weeks on end. And Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to go, even without asking rishos, you're allowed to go for weeks on end for. But that's whether you should do it or you shouldn't do it, obviously, it's your situation. But the nekuda is that if a person is in such a situation, he should make the best of the situation. Realize that he now has an opportunity. He could spend the entire time eating himself up, that what am I doing, and I wish I could be, and I wish I could be, and that's what many, many people do with many years of their lives. I wish I could be here, and I wish I could be in America. When I'm in America, I wish I was still in Eretz Yisrael, and I wish I was here, and I wish I was there, I wish I was there, I wish I was there, I wish this would be a situation, I wish I would be in that, I wish. You could wish and wish and wish, and wish away your whole life. And Mimela, a person has to realize whatever situation is, not that he shouldn't daven if he needs something to become better, and not to try to make a shtadlis if he could, but if he can't, and if he's stuck in the situation, whatever the situation is, then that's the best situation, and it could taka be the best situation. In a chanami, a person in a regular scenario doesn't have the ability to run away from his family or whatever it is for weeks on end. But what happens if he goes back to America, and then he gets stuck in America? And the sky's closed, and now he's by himself. And he could be eating himself up. Oive, what could be? I didn't have such a crazy situation, but when it snowed last this past winter's month, I also just couldn't get home at night. It was only one night. But one night we had one night that you're, so you could be eating yourself up, or you could try to nutzeis, whatever the situation is. But it's really every person, every situation, it's not limited to this. I'll speak out just, the reason why we didn't have the Chavis Lavavish here yesterday was, I was by the Dave Kreiser Slovaya. Cousin of my Shver's first cousin. And just one thing I wanted to point out from one of the things that they said there, he wasn't zeichet to have any children of his own. So a person in such a situation could become very bitter. Years and years he's waiting and he doesn't. And they said about him that it was exactly fakirat. Every time that he had in his son, every time that he had, he did whatever he could in avodas Hashem to make up, to compensate for his lack. He brought in an entire family, he raised an entire family, seven children. He took over somebody who was wasn't able to raise their children, and he took over the entire family. He raised them from the beginning to the end. He married them off, mamish, years and years and years. His tzedakahs and his gemachin and his other things, the yeshivas that he was in charge of and his shul. But a person in such a situation, he could either be eating himself up, not that it wasn't hard for him, it was tremendous yisurim. The question is, somebody's in that situation and he realizes this is the situation that he's in, what does he do about it? What does he do? Does he eat himself up and becomes bitter? Or he was some other person that whenever I saw him numerous times, had to do with him a little bit actually, he always had a smile on his face, you know, always smiling, always despite all the shverkeit in. But that's exactly what the Chavetz Chabad is saying, is to nutzois the scenario, and we don't know why it's best for us. We don't know why it's best for us. Why could it possibly this be the best situation? Why should I not be here? Why? We don't know the answer to why. But it is the best. The Ribbono Shel'olam knows that it's the best. And Mela, now that you're in this situation, make the most of the situation. That's the yisrael of the Chavetz Chabad. I just want to point out something else, which is not nagia to bitachin per se, but it's nagia to avodas Hashem, which is clear here in the Chavetz Chabad. And that is that he says that klapi avodas Hashem, first of all, that a person, when he's perish, he's able to focus on avodas Hashem, which means that if a person is in yeshiva, he should be focused on avodas Hashem. Now you're not home. You don't have the tirdus of home. Why bring the tirdus of home into the Beis Medrash? Why bring it? Why bring the possibility of having been called or being whatever it is? You're finally able to be perish and now to be able to focus on second Seder, to be able to focus on the limud, whatever you're doing. You don't have to, every single time that a person has a Seder, he doesn't always have to have his palaphone in his pocket. He doesn't always have to have, be purish. Be purish yourself and be, that's it. If you want to be able to be focused, then you have to be disconnected. That's what the Chavetz Chabad is saying. You have to be, it certainly lends yourself to it. Always to be connected, always to be, is a chesaron in the ability to focus and to grow in the ways of Hashem. That's clear in the Chavetz Chabad. The second thing that's clear in the Chavetz Chabad is that he says that everybody was wearing the same clothing. Why? Because it helps for avodas Hashem. You see very often that even when everybody's wearing the same clothing, there's whatever they could be different, people try to be different. I don't want to hit home too much. I don't know if anybody's, I don't want to step on anybody's toes or anybody's socks. But I'll give an example. For example, in a girls' seminary, or high school, everybody wears the same here in Eretz Yisrael. All thousands and thousands and thousands of seminary girls, they all wear the same thing. The same clothing. Achid, don't want you to look different, you shouldn't stick out, and it's an aspect of tznius that it should be that way. You shouldn't stick out. But very many of them, their shoes, where there's no uniform for, then the shoes go run wild. Why? Because the first person feels, by men it's the same way, it's just not with shoes. Everybody's wearing the black pants and the white shirt and the black shoes. But then there's other things that can run wild. What's the nekuda? The nekuda is, he's saying, a person feels that he has to express himself in his outer clothing. That means that's really who he feels that he is. I'm not different than anybody else. If we're all wearing the black pants and the white shirt, if we're all wearing the black shoes, if we're all wearing the same clothing, the same uniform, so then why am I different than anybody else? I'm going to find a way that I'm different. Glasses also, don't get me wrong, even though the nekuda of the Chavetz Chabad, what he's saying is that if a person in his avodas Hashem feels that he's on the outside, he's the same as everybody else, it forces him that on the inside, that's what really makes a difference. Why am I different than everybody else? I'm different than everybody else because my avoido, with all my koichis and all my midos, and all my midos teves, and all my midos maybe that are fakert, I'm able to work on avoidas Hashem and grow and do the best that I can do. The reason why you're different is because of your panemius, not because of your chitzenius. Chitzenius is absolutely nothing. That's exactly why, for the sake of avoidas Hashem, everybody wore the same thing. So a person also often feels, it doesn't have to be specifically, I'm just giving one example of clothing, but it's a lot of things. Everybody's doing the same thing, and everybody looks the same way, and everybody, but the nekud is because real avodas Hashem is premium. And Mamela, it forces a person, if on the outside he has to be forced to look the same way as everybody else, that means that forces him, if he really wants to work his avodas Hashem, on his premium. That his premium should change, that he should be different and unique, and he should be the only one that's Right? It's like the famous story with Rousseau Slanter and Reb. One of the Talmudim, Witzel, I think. He said to Rousseau Slanter, he said that if I would have the Midus of. Huh? Tell Amsterdam, thank you, that's who it was. He told Rousseau Slanter, he said, if I would have the Midus of Rousseau Slanter, of you, the Rebbe, and have the brain of the Shagas Aryeh, and have the heart from the Yisrael Shosh Avodah, he says, then I'd be able to be an Avodah's emissary of Hashem. He says, no, Naftali, Medina hearts, and Medina Midas, and Medina Kishrinus, you could be the emissary of Avodah's Hashem. That's like what Baron Kalini said. He says, what does the Kodesh Baruch want from me? There should be a Avraham Avinu? We already had a Avraham Avinu. He wants me to be a Baron Kaliner. That's exactly what it is. Every person, Bepnimius, that's really where the Avodah's Hashem is, and the Chitzenius and Chanami, Machnish, Tez, Bechlam.